What's up, everybody? What's up, sis?
Hey, sis, what's up?
Chilling.
Not gonna come here clowning this time. We're gonna be serious because you always say I'm always starting, I'm always clowning. So, we
child, by you came here smiling. I already knew you was about to clown.
But seriously, today's episode is definitely a special one because we are talking about our future. Well, no, our past self. What would we tell our 18-year-old self? And just thinking about that, ooh, that's 20 years, okay?
I ain't going to tell the time period on mine. We not
That's 20 years ago, two children, okay, two divorces. Baby, I got a lot to say. I'm not going to say it all, but I got a lot to say.
Child, if I can write that letter. Matter of fact, I did write a letter to my 18-year-old self, but it could have been longer, actually, because I had so much to say. There's so many lessons, you know, you learned, you know, over that time period. You look back now and you're like, it's a lot of things you wish you would have never said. Like, I'd be glad when I get grown so I can get out your house.
Ooh, stupid. Just stupid.
Stupid. What was I thinking?
You wasn't being a dummy.
Ready to get out of my mama's house, man, please. I wish I could go back.
I was just telling my five-year-old that because we was having a conversation and he said, mommy, I want to go to work like you. I said, no, you don't.
You don't.
He was like, how old are you? I said, I'm 38. How old are you? He said, I'm five. He said, I want to be 38. I said, no, enjoy being five. Because when you're 38, you got to get up, you got to go to work, and you got to pay bills. When you're five, you get to get up and have breakfast made for you. You get to play. You get to enjoy life and be happy. You like to be happy? He said, yes. I said, well, then don't grow up.
Okay.
It's a crap. Don't do it.
You got to get up and do things you don't want to do. You when you
for yourself
sleep.
And for other people. Okay.
Child.
Because when you're a kid, you wake up and things are just automatically done for you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're an adult, you realize you're the person who has to get that stuff done. So if you want it to happen, you got to go get it because, baby, it ain't going to get done. Nobody else is here to do it for you anymore. Like,
no,
it's a cold outside. Literally, we in the wintertime. It's cold. You want to pay these bills. You got to go out in this cold and make this money.
Okay. Now, at 18, let me see what I was doing at 18. That's a long time ago for me. 18, I had my first child at 16. So I was already in the adulthood at 16 because I had to go to work to take care of this little one. So at 18, I was working multiple jobs, actually.
Wow.
I've always worked. Like, I never really not worked until I became a full-time podcaster or full-time author. So I was working at 18. But if I would go back and say something to my 18-year-old self, I'd be like, you know what? Go ahead and go to college now and get your education. Because had I did that, my life probably would have been a little bit differently. But I chose to go later in life. I still got a degree, but it was later. But if had I had knocked them 4 years out right then, maybe life would be a little bit different. So if you're 18 years old and you coming fresh out of high school, go to college, go to the military, do something with your life where you can start your life right then and build it. So when you're old, like me, you're not sitting around like, dang, I wish I could have did this. I wish I should have, you know, I could have did that. You'll be right on the path that you need to be instead of trying to figure it out at 30 and 40 and 50. Now you're still trying to live life and get and reach all these goals that you want
that
to reach.
Part.
That was my hiccup. You know, I wish I would have done a lot of different things then that now I'm trying to look back now. And I'm like, yeah, I used to love doing this. Now I'm trying to bring it back now. I should have did it then. Period. Just ran off and just trust the process and just do it.
Yeah. When I was 18, I was still able to wear white because I was pure at 18 still, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? I was able because I was a good girl, you know? But old baby, 19. That's when we started living life fancy free. But 18, I was still a good girl. I was still, you know, I was still pure. I was still innocent to be 18 again.
Not but, pure.
Yes, I was still able to wear white hunty at 18. Now I can't.
I was wearing beige at 18. White,
Ooh, man, you was a whole somebody, whole mama at 18. I wasn't even doing them things that be somebody mama at 18. Okay, I was still a good girl, but for me, I would say, you know, be selfish, be selfish at, you know, at 18. I was so busy focused on what other people wanted me to do and how other people wanted me to live my life and making other people happy. And I'm just now at 38 learning how to be selfish and being okay with being selfish. And I don't mean being a mean person. I mean prioritizing you and making sure that you get your cup full before you allow other people to take from you. Because people are only supposed to take from the overflow, not what is meant to be yours. So for me, I would tell myself to be selfish, and that's to go to school for what you want to go to school for. Live your life how you want to live your life, because by the time you know, you're going to be 38 and you're going to look back and say, well, what did I do? The whole time I feel like because I was living for other people, I was playing catch up. And now those people that I was living for, they're satisfied with how their life turned out. But me, now I'm just like, no, I don't like this. I don't like that. So now I got to start now. Like you said, start now at 38. And it's harder when you have children, your spouse, you're working full time. If I wanted to go back to school, it would be a lot harder. It wouldn't take me 4 years. It'll probably take me six. Because I would have to do one class at a time. I would have to do part-time. I couldn't do full-time because I have other priorities that take up that space. So I would tell myself to be selfish, be as selfish as possible, and sky's the limit to anything that you want to achieve, and travel. Get some life experience before you settle down and become a mother and a wife, because you want to make sure that you are solo or individually content before you attach yourself to other people. Because once you start attaching, then there are obligations that you have to fulfill. And you want to make sure that you're already filled before you go and help other people fill their obligations. Because you don't want to just be like, well, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, but who are you? You want to make sure when you step into the room, you can say, well, I'm this or I'm that. Like you said, you have a degree. You can say, well, I have a master's in business. I am this, I am that, I'm an author, I'm a that. And then you can add the mom, the wife. Those are additives. Those are bonuses. But if that's all you got, baby, you got to try again. You got to do something else. Because those people gotta move on. Your kids are going to get older. Then what you going to do? You ain't got nothing to show for it because your kids, they are adults. So you can't say, oh, I'm a mom. No, but that's not going to work no more.
No, it's not. It's not. You're going to be in your rocking chair with your crocheting something. Just
because you're bored and miserable because you ain't got no business.
But you know what? It's funny that you say that, because a lot of people used to tell me you need to be selfish. I thought being selfish was, you know, just really being about me and me. I mean, it is to a degree, but it meant not helping people. But being selfish means so much more than just that. You have to say no. You have to start saying no to people. And that has been like the hardest thing for me to do since forever. Like, no, I would find a way. I might say maybe, or I might say I don't know, but I never would say no. Or I'll work it out. I'll figure it out. But never know. Now, here in my age now, at 44, about to be 45, I'm saying no. And it's crazy that it took me that long to say just those two letters. But you have to start saying yes more to yourself than others, because when you don't say yes to yourself, then you're making yourself suffer in the end. When you say yes to them, you're saying no to yourself. I learned that the hard way. And then your body starts to wear down. You start dealing with a whole lot of things, then attaching yourself to a whole lot of things that you really don't supposed to attach yourself to. It ain't got nothing to do with you. So I learned that valuable lesson to just learn how to say no and be okay. Don't give an explanation. Just say no. And I think a lot of people have a hard time, you know, doing that, especially when they're the ones that wears all these hats. People depend on them to move mountains and to move the earth. It's hard for you to say no because you know that you're the only one that can solve that problem. And that's where I'm at with that. I'm the only one wearing that hat for everybody. It's a different hat, but I have to solve their problems and mine. So, but if
yeah, you are the life raft, right? And when you think of a life raft, the life raft saves people who are in distress. But when something happens to the life raft doesn't get a life raft. The life raft gets discarded when it's no longer able to be used. And then the people get another life raft. So you have to remember, nobody's coming to save you. While you saving everybody else, nobody's coming to save you. So don't allow yourself to get broken, because when you get broken and you get broken down, you're going to get discarded. So it's best for you to do what you need to do for yourself, so then you can go out and save other people. I just did an episode and it was called Baggage Check. Yeah. And it was about, you know how, well, I've never personally been on a plane. So when you go to the airport, you know, you got to do all of these things. And it's imperative to really do self-inventory, to think about what are you carrying when you're about to take this next flight, or you're about to go into this next transition or this next phase in life. Are you carrying the right things on this trip? Now, usually you have to check your bags in. You have to probably remove some things that's not supposed to be on the flight. Child. Right? So that's the worst part for people. And then sometimes it might be delays. So you have to sit here and really do self-inventory to say, okay, yes, is the stuff that I'm carrying, can I bring this on this flight? So if you're trying to be the best version of this, of yourself, are the people that I'm attached to, are they able to go with me? Do I have to remove them because it's making my baggage too heavy so I can travel? Is there a delay because I'm carrying these said people? Like, there are certain things that is going to qualify you from getting from one place to another. And it's important that you do the work. And that's what I would tell myself. Like, evaluate the people in your life, be selfish, and do everything that you want to do on your list before you start attaching yourself to other people. Learn how to be by yourself. Learn how to travel by yourself. Learn how to enjoy your own company, because you're going to be with you forever. So you might as well start liking yourself. You might as well start enjoying your company. You might as well just get to know who you are, because when you like you, then you attach more people that like you. When you don't like you, you attach more people that don't like you.
Y'all see why I love her, man. Y'all see what she be doing to me. I be sitting back and when she be coming up these visuals, I be like, oh my God. She just talked about baggage, y'all. And she never flew before now.
But that's what research is for.
Child, no, you gotta go through. It is worse than what the research says, because when you do that, you gotta take your shoes off. You gotta take your belt off. You gotta take everything out your pockets. Meanwhile, your luggage has to get checked in too. Then you gotta walk through this however many times you gotta walk through, because it might keep tinging because your watch is on your arm. You gotta take that off. And you got to do this at every single point. Like, you might have to take two planes. I had to take two planes when I first flew. So I had to do this baggage check thing twice.
You wouldn't catch me. Nope.
Delayed on top of that, too. Like you said, you're going to have delays. I had 4-hour delay. But it was cool though. I had a good time. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I had a good time with that delay because you was able to sit in this room that, you know, at that time I was smoking cigarettes. I believe, was I smoking cigarettes? Yeah, I was smoking cigarettes. They had a smoke room inside the airport. You just go in this room and you smoke your cigarettes and you chill and you watch the view outside, you know. Yeah, that was amazing. They had Applebee's, you know, you go and you can sit down with Applebee's. I had me a little drink. And then after a while, after doing all that shopping and eating and smoking, it was time to get back on the plane again. So to be honest, you really need to fly. You really need to fly. You're going to enjoy. We're going to fly somewhere.
So imagine if life was like that. Imagine if you were going from one phase to the next and you had to go through of that to get to the next step.
Life is like that.
People would be more conscious of the stuff that they would take with them. Because I bet you the next time you get on that plane, you ain't wearing no belt because I had to take the belt off. Okay. So people would be more conscious of what they're taking with them when they maneuver through life and put transition.
Some slides on too. So you can just slide them shoes off and go on through. See? You know what I'm saying?
You learn. Just like with the video game, you learn. After each level, you learn certain tips and tools and all the things to help you navigate to the next level. But if you're not fully present in that space, you won't learn the lesson to help you get through the next one. You'll just keep repeating the same thing. Like if you're in school and you fail the test, what you got to do? You got to take it again until you pass it. I want to pass it the first time. Especially the SAT, child, driver's ed. Listen, you know how many times I had to take my road test? Oh, okay.
No, don't tell me that. I took it the first time, both times, permit and the driving test. I wasn't doing that again.
That written test, that was a good four, baby.
I wasn't taking that again. I was ready to drive, man. I was ready to get out in the road, so I had to make sure I passed it the first time while my mama said I can drive. The first time.
But the thing is, life is not, you only get that one time to do it right. Life is like that. So you have to make sure that whatever you're doing, whatever you're entertaining, it's beneficial for you, because I just posted this today on Facebook. Like, you will never see this day again. Never. Be intentional with how you live your life, with these moments that you have, because you will never see this day ever again.
Had I had known life was going to go so fast, like, it just seems like I was just in high school, right? Just got in the ninth grade, just got on the marching band and going to competitions and going to parades and stuff. It seems like I was just in that moment of life where I loved life and it was just enjoyable. I remember me marching down the road for like 2 miles. I was pregnant with my son. And I was just marching with my trumpet. And people in this parade was looking at me because they was amazed that a pregnant woman was marching in the parade and still going. Girl, I was still going. I was still doing things. I was in the highlight of my life at a point. Now I'm looking like, what happened? I went across the stage, graduated to get my diploma, and now I'm here. And I'm like, I'm almost 50. What happened to time?
You were down the hill now. You were trucking up during that time. You was going up to the highest peak of your life. And now you are down the hill. You getting ready to go to a whole nother place.
I got grown kids. And I tell them all the time, listen, my son about to be 30. He'll be 30 after this year. He about to be 29. So I told him, I said, listen, you are about to be at a point where you about to toss over into your 30s. And now you really got to start thinking about what you're doing with your life, like really thinking about it. Because you're going to be old as all outside trying to look back and do things that you should have been done. My daughter, she about to be 25 this year. Like, come on. What? Y'all wasting time. Time does not wait on nobody. Literally. I had classmates to go on and do everything they were supposed to do in their life, successful, doing their thing. And I'm looking at them like, what did you do differently? You know what they did? They went to college
at the time.
They got out of high school. They went ahead and took off on the pavement at 18, did everything they were supposed to do. Now they're relaxed and settled with their kids and their wives and their husbands, and they're living life grand. But me, I felt like, you know, I was at a delay because I had kids, because I had my son at 16, my daughter at 20. So I had this period where I had to work. There was nothing else I could think about was working to provide for these children. So I didn't think about myself. But I should have been thinking about myself in this moment, because now that they're grown, then, you know, things like you said, I can say, oh, now I can say I'm a mom. But what else am I? Okay, well, I can say I'm an author. I'm a podcaster. I do have some things that I can't add to the list. But I had to eventually realize that I needed to start getting those things that I wanted to get in my life before it's too late. But we don't look at that. Some kids have parents that will take care of them after 18, while they're in college. Take advantage of this, because there are not that many parents out there that will take care of you as long as you're getting your degree, as long as you're doing something good in your life. You better take advantage of that, because you got some parents just kick you out the door. You 18, it's time to go. You know, we get talked about all the time in the black culture that, you know, when our kids turn 18, we ready. Oh, you got to go. My job is done. No, man, there's still some work to do.
Yeah.
People real deal out here lost. But if I can do it all over again, I'm going to say starting at 18, credit is important. Credit is so important. My mom came from an age where credit wasn't a thing. Like, she didn't know anything about credit. So she couldn't teach me about credit. Only thing she could teach me about is to pay them bills. She would take me to these places to pay the bills and send me inside the place and say, you have to learn the responsibility of paying bills. You go in here and you pay the bill. But she couldn't teach me about the importance of credit. Credit is, you can't do nothing without credit. Nothing. You can't buy a car. You can buy a car, but it ain't gonna be the car you want. You can buy a house. It might not be a house. It might be a mobile home, but mobile homes are nice too. It might not be what you want, but credit, if I knew the importance of credit now in my life, that you have to have it to get the things that you want, I would have started there. I would have built my credit better. I would have learned better. I wouldn't have just took off on the pavement and getting things, because, girl, I had a credit card at 18 that I could have bought a house on. Man, I maxed that thing out so fast that I ain't know nothing about it.
Me too. First thing I did when I got a credit card, I rented a vehicle because I had just got my license. And I'll never forget. I rented me a PT Cruiser. Man, that was the best weekend of my life. We went out to eat. We did all kind of stuff. I got a credit card. I'm buying you something. You get Sunny. You get Sunny. And where are these people at now? I'm not even talking to them people.
Okay.
That I done spent. Now, that credit card, the maxed out. Bank of America's like, yeah, you can never come back.
Never.
But, like, child, please, listen.
You learn better, you do better. For real, for real. Give me one now and see what I do. I put me some gas in my car. I gas up my car only. Pay that off every month. Every month, literally. Yeah. I give me one now. I bet you I do right
it's
now.
For emergency only. Emergency only. And emergency don't mean there's food in the house, but you don't feel like cooking, so you're going to order DoorDash. No, that's not an emergency. An emergency means...
You still
got to
use it. You still got to use it. You know that, right? Because if you don't use that credit card, it will blow your credit all outside. You have to use it once a month on something and then pay it off. Yeah, see, that's the stuff they don't tell you. You have to have some type of usage of that credit card just so you can keep your credit where it needs to be. And I'm like, dang, what if you don't have emergencies only? Because that's what I was thinking like. But then my brother schooled me on it. He was like, no, sis, you got to use that card every single month. That's why your credit going down. Because you're not using it. It's just sitting there with a credit limit. What? So if you don't use that credit card, sis, your credit coming right down. But see, you need people like that in your life to tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just a lot of things I wish I would have known then that I know now. I probably would have moved a little bit different. Saving money. Oh my God, saving money is so important. Save your money for a rainy day,
because they're gonna come. Some days it's gonna be a storm. Forget what? Rain.
Knocking houses down and everything storm. Like, save your money, because you might not have a friend to go to a sister or a brother or your mom or your dad might not have it because they might have just got themselves out of their own storm. So you need something for yourself to help yourself get out. And sometimes people just selfish. They're not going to give you anything. So what you going to do? Pray and wait for God to, you know, handle. You got to do what you got to do too. You got to put in some work too and then ask God to help you along the way. So save your money. That's important. If I known that then, I'd be a millionaire right now. I'd probably be rich, rich.
And speaking of God, tithing, okay? The importance of tithing, because I promise you, my mother, I've watched her tithe since I was little. And this woman is retired, and she can go in the store and buy whatever she wants. Now, mind you, she never took no days off. She just worked her behind off, and all she did was, like, save. She's like a little leprechaun, so she just saved the money. But still, when you tithe and you do right by God, God does right by you. And I kid you not, it might hurt that 10%. You looking like, ooh. But that year that I tithe, I had so much extra money lying around. And then the year that I stopped tithing because life started quote unquote lifing, I can't keep track of it. I can't. It just slips through my fingers. And it is so important that you tithe. Now, it's one thing when you know better and you're not doing it. But it's another thing when you don't know the importance of tithing and then you're just not doing it. So learn the importance of tithing and be a good steward over everything that you have. Be a good steward over your money. Be a good steward over people. Be a good steward over yourself, because everything that you have, God has given it to you.
Yes.
And as sure as he gives it to you, he can take it away. Your body, your health, your mind, a peace of mind. We always talk about that. Like, be a good steward over everything, working out, drinking water, just being intentional about what you put on and what you intake, what you listen to, the power of sowing seeds and the power of spirits and all the stuff. Like, it's a thing. Life is crazy.
Listen, I'll be the first to admit my mom get on me all the time about tithing, y'all. I'll be like, mama, how? I'll be like, how, mama? She's like, God will make a way. She always said that. She's been a strong believer in tithing since I was a little girl. Like, she's gonna tithe. She said, Nikki, it doesn't matter. Give your 10% and God will make a way for you. You might think that you're, oh, I'm taking it from my light bill, mom. I said, well, mama, God also say we have to have common sense. She's like, Nikki, I'm not dealing with you. I'm saying he know my light bill is due. He know I need to pay this light bill. And this might be all I have. So what do I do then? So, yeah, we had that conversation all the time about tithing. But you know what? I'm a trust the process. I'm going to trust the process. I know God going to bring me out of things because he's brought me out of things. But that'd be my hard thing that, okay, say, for instance, you got $500, right? You know, that's real cheap when it comes down to rent and everything. So we just going to say $500. You know you got a $200 rent. You know, I mean, I'm not being realistic.
Ooh, I wish.
Yeah, right. $200 rent. You got a $200 light bill. Now, I said we started with $500 now. You got to put gas in your car. You got to get groceries. You got to tend to the kids. You got to get something for the kids for school and everything. You already about to go negative. And in a few minutes, you pretty much negative already. So what do you do with that $500? Do you still get the 10% off top?
You give the 10% off top and then you do whatever you need to do for the rest. Because guarantee whatever you need to do for the kids or the groceries that you don't have to get. Okay, let's use something. You don't have to get ground beef. You can get ground turkey. Ground beef is $10. Ground turkey is $3.99. So you will figure it out. You will figure it out because it's not your money anyway. God blessed you with the job. So that's his automatically off the top.
That's my struggle. That's my struggle, sis, because I be wanting to tithe. I do. I be wanting, and I tithe. Like, I might not do it every single month, but I'll do it every other month or something like that. But I want to be more consistent with it. But then that's the struggle. Like, okay, pay this or tithe. And some people might actually be facing that in life right now. Like, I want to tithe, but how can I tithe and still pay my bills too? You know?
Well, you gotta also put into your mind that tithing is not always monetary. You want to get to that place where you, you know, are able to put in 10%, but, you know, I only have my time. So I only have, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when God, I forgot who he was with, and the woman didn't have a lot of money. She didn't have anything to give him, but she washed his feet with her hair. So yeah. It's like, that's tithing. You know, you're giving back to God. Yeah, you're giving back to God. It's not always monetary. Now, when you do like your income tax, oh, baby. Everybody, when they get their income tax, they don't know God. They don't know God. Nobody. They ain't thinking about nobody. You're so in that regard, you can say, okay, God, I'm going to give you 10% because that's your income tax for the year.
The year. Yes. Okay.
So there you go. Makes sense. So you can do that. You know what I'm saying? And then throughout the year, just be intentional. If you get an extra $20, if it's extra money, put $2 to the side. Start building it. Start building it and give it to, you know, give it to God. Tithe your time. Sundays, okay, I'm going to watch this. Every day, I'm going to give you 10% of my time. Mm-hmm. How much hours of the day are you up? You eight hours? Okay, so give him 8 minutes a day. That's tithing your time. So yeah, there's ways to go about it. It's not always monetary. I don't want people to think that they got to have this heavy burden. Oh my God, I only got a dollar. I got to give God 10 cents. You should. But, you know, God, he judges the intent of your heart. And if your heart is right, everything you do will be, you know, said a mouthful. Blessed.
You done taught somebody a lesson for the day. Look at y'all, but with putting it that way, I've tied it time. I have done that. Like, but I wasn't thinking about it when I did it. I wasn't thinking on those levels of I'm tied in time. I watch, you know, Bible study with Langley on Wednesdays. On Sundays, I tune into your church. I tune into my church. That's every Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, and then when it comes down to helping people, but I just don't think about it like that. I just monetary.
It has to be, God loves a cheerful giver. So you cannot be like, oh, this is 10 minutes. I'm about to sit here and watch this episode. I'm about to sit here and watch this show. No, you have to be intentional. You have to be cheerful. You have to be excited about it and no distractions. And that's hard, especially when I'm live streaming from home. I'll be sitting here listening to the sermon and I'm on the phone. No, we can't do that. We got to do better. Because if you was in church, you would be. So you got to do the same thing. You got to do the same thing.
Listen, my 18-year-old self, I got so much to say. I had so much to say to that person that I was then. But, you know, I was a little bit more free then. Because, well, no, I take that back. I didn't come out until I was 21. So I still was in bondage to a degree. So if I can go back, I probably would tell my 18-year-old self, you know what? Be more of yourself. Be you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about other people and what they think about you. Don't worry about how they treat you. Don't worry about none of that stuff. Just do what you got to do for you and be completely you. At that time, I'm still wearing dresses, sis. Dresses and heels.
You know that was a long time ago.
That was not me. Like, I should have just dropped all that stuff a long time ago, but I was still wearing dresses and heels because I wanted to please my mom. I wanted her to be proud of me. I wanted to be in this image that I know good and well I wasn't. But honey, when 21 came and I let it all hang out, I was like, I'll do all that stuff in trash. I'm like, I'm not wearing this stuff. I don't even feel comfortable. You should see me walking in them heels, wide legs, trying to walk.
I would have loved to been a fly on that wall. Cause baby, if uncomfortable was a person.
Feet dying.
Listen, I'm a girly girl and I can't even walk in heels. So I already know what you look like.
A whole man trying to walk down the street. They probably thought I was a treasure. Now for real.
Yo. Oh my God. But I would say to myself in closing, I would say, what's for you won't miss you. And a lot of the times we feel like we have to rush a thing because we're going to miss out on an opportunity. We got to rush to get married. We got to rush to have kids. We got to rush. When it's for you, it's for you. And God has everything set at its appointed time. Now, you can speed up the process, but you're going to delay a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. So enjoy the journey. Be selfish. Be intentional about the time that you have. Just travel. Become your own person before attaching to someone else. And rest in the fact that what's for you won't miss you.
I get that. Well, to Nikki Nicole, 18-year-old Nikki Nicole, listen, any other 18-year-olds out there that may be struggling with life, just be yourself. Just be yourself. Know who you are. Tap into the things that you like. Tap into the things that you want in your life and just hit the pavement and get it. Don't let nobody define who you are. Don't even let your past, you know, because we're changing. We're all going to go through seasons and we don't even know that. We go through seasons in our lives just with us getting to know ourselves. One day we might be this way. The next day, like, I used to be to a point where I like noise. Like, I like loud music in a car because I wanted my speakers and stuff like that, right? I went through that phase. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm still in that season to a degree. But I'm in a season now where I don't like a whole lot of noise. The older you get, you're going to change. It's certain things you're not going to tolerate. It's certain people you're not going to want around you. You're going to be different. Enjoy your life at 18. Soak in all the information you can soak in. Get all the wisdom from all the old folks, because believe me, they know what they're talking about. They've been there, done that. Do not be so hard-headed to not listen to them, because they might be saving your life just with that little bit of wisdom. So to all the 18-year-olds out there and the ones that's coming up, enjoy your life. Enjoy it. Learn. Get everything that you deserve. Get everything that you want. Make your mom, your dad proud, but first make yourself proud. So until next time, y'all continue to inspire change, and we'll see y'all next Friday. Later.